Okay, so we all know the dachshund, right? I mean, who can resist that sausage dog charm?
Right.
But have you ever thought about why they look the way they do?
Like a hot dog on legs.
Exactly. It's not just about being a cute pup. We're diving deep into the history of the dachshund, and trust me, these dogs were serious business back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking purpose-built hunting machines here.
And we're not talking about chasing squirrels in the park. We're talking about going head to head with some pretty tough customers.
We're going underground into the world of badger
And
dens.
let's be real here, badger dens are no joke. Those things are like underground fortresses.
Deadly serious.
Yeah.
And back in medieval Germany, badgers were a huge problem.
Huge farmers, they were losing livestock, crops were being decimated. These little creatures were wreaking havoc.
Imagine trying to get rid of an animal that could outdig you, outmaneuver you, and disappear into a network of tunnels.
You'd need a secret weapon, and that's where the dachshund comes in.
Exactly. German breeders were like, challenge accepted.
They basically engineered a dog to tackle this very specific problem.
We needed a dog that could go where no dog had gone before, at least not easily, into the badger's lair.
So how did they do it? What makes the dachshund the ultimate badger battling machine?
It's all about those unique physical features, that long body and those short legs. That wasn't just for looks.
Yeah, you're not going to win any dog races with those little legs.
But you will win in a burrow.
Ugh.
Those features were perfect for navigating those narrow tunnels.
It's like they were made to squeeze into tight spaces.
And you can't forget about those big, powerful paws. Those weren't just for digging in the flower bed.
More like excavating the backyard.
Exactly. They were digging machines made for ripping through dirt and roots.
And what about that loose skin? You know, the part we all love to pet.
That's not just for our benefit. That loose skin was essential. It gave them the flexibility to squeeze through tight spots without getting stuck or hurt.
It's like nature's own spandex for badger battling.
And then there's that bark. You know what I'm talking about.
That big booming bark that seems to come out of nowhere.
It's almost comical coming from such a small dog, but that bark was their lifeline underground.
Wait, so their bark was more than just them being vocal.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. The hunters are above ground, and their dog is below tangling with a badger. How do they keep track of what's going on?
They listen for the bark.
Exactly. That bark was a beacon, a way for the hunters to know where their dog was and what it was up to.
That's incredible. I never thought about it like that. So they're down there in the pitch black fighting a badger, and their bark is the only way to communicate with the outside world.
It's a testament to how brave and determined these dogs were. They were expected to confront a fierce animal in its den, and their survival depended on their tenacity, their senses, and yes, that powerful bark.
It's like something out of a movie.
Well, what's even more interesting is that even before medieval Germany, there are hints that dogs like dachshunds might have existed much earlier.
Really? I thought this whole badger hunting thing was their claim to fame. Where else do we find these short-legged hunters in history?
Get this. There are ancient Egyptian engravings that show short-legged dogs used for hunting, and they look strikingly similar to dachshunds.
No way. So are we talking ancient Egyptian badger battles?
Well, we don't know for sure if they were tangling with badgers, but it does make you wonder about the ancient roots of this breed. Could the dachshund's ancestors have been chasing prey through Egyptian tombs centuries ago?
That's amazing. Talk about a history lesson I never expected.
It just goes to show you there's more to these dogs than meets the eye.
That's for sure. So we've got this tenacious, deep-digging, loud-barking dog bred to be the ultimate badger hunter. But surely they weren't confined to just badgers. I mean, was that their only specialty?
You're right to be skeptical. While badgers were their bread and butter, so to speak, dachshunds were surprisingly versatile. They were like the all-terrain vehicles of the dog world, used to hunt all sorts of creatures that lived underground.
Okay, so we're talking foxes, rabbits, anything that likes to burrow.
You get it.
Foxes, rabbits. Okay, I get it. Those long little bodies zipping through tunnels make sense. But I heard a rumor about dachshunds hunting something a lot bigger.
You're thinking about wild boar, right?
Yeah, wild boar. Not exactly small and furry.
Definitely not. It's true, though, packs of dachshunds were used in those hunts.
Packs of dachshunds taking on a wild boar? I can't even picture it.
Well, it wasn't like a one-on-one wrestling match or anything. Wild boar are massive and dangerous.
So what were the dachshunds doing, providing moral support?
More like strategic harassment. They were vital for flushing out the boar from the brush and distracting it.
Distracting it. How? By yipping at its heel.
Pretty much. Those little dogs would dart in, nip at the boar's heels, keep it off balance, and give the hunters a chance to get a clear shot.
Talk about a high-stakes game. Those hunters must have really trusted their dachshunds.
They had to. It took incredible teamwork and trust. But you bring up a good point. We've got dachshunds taking on badgers, rabbits, even wild boar. It makes you wonder, were there different types of dachshunds back then? Each one bred for a specific job?
Like different tools in a toolkit?
Exactly. Breeders knew that one size doesn't fit all. Over time, they developed three main sizes for dachshunds, standard, miniature, and rabbit.
So it was like having the right dachshund for the right job. Tell me more about these sizes. What made them different?
The standard dachshund, being the largest, was the powerhouse of the group. They had the strength and tenacity to go after badgers and hold their own against a wild boar.
Makes sense. They were the heavy hitters. What about the miniature dachshunds? I'm guessing they weren't going near any boars.
You're right about that. They were bred for smaller game and tighter burrows. Think rabbits and foxes.
Okay, so they were like the specialists, the precision instruments. And what about those rabbit-sized dachshunds, the well-rabbit dachshunds?
It's a mouthful, isn't it? Don't let the name fool you.
Yeah.
They were surprisingly adaptable. A bit smaller than the standard, but larger than the miniature. They were the versatile all-rounders of the dachshund world.
So you could say they were the jack of all trades, but it wasn't just about size, was it? Didn't those different coat types come into play as well?
Absolutely. Those weren't just for looks. The smooth, long-haired, and wire-haired coats, each one had its own advantages depending on the terrain and climate.
So we're talking fashion and function here. Give us the rundown. What was the reasoning behind each coat type?
The smooth coat, the original, was all about practicality. It was low maintenance, easy to clean and dried quickly, essential for a dog spending a lot of time underground.
No fuss, no muss. I like it. What about the fluffier members of the family, the long-haired dachshunds?
Those glamorous dogs were bred for colder climates. That extra fur provided vital insulation during those long winter hunts.
It's like having a built-in doggy parka, and I'm guessing the wire-haired dachshunds with that wiry coat were meant for the tougher terrains.
You nailed it. That coarse, weather-resistant coat acted like armor, protecting them from thorns and brambles. They were made for rough-and-tumble hunting expeditions.
So we've got the size, the coat. These dogs were practically custom designed for hunting. But even with all the physical tools, I imagine training a dachshund for this kind of work was no walk in the park. What did it take to turn these determined pups into badger-battling, boar-harassing hunting companions? So we've been talking about these dogs bred to take on badgers and chase after boars. It's a far cry from the dachshunds we see lounging around today. What changed?
It's a fascinating story, really, and it kind of mirrors what was happening in the world at the time. For centuries, dachshunds were working dogs. Their lives were intertwined with hunters and farmers. But as the world started to change, as cities grew and people moved away from rural life, the need for those specialized hunting skills, well, it started to fade.
Yeah, less badger busting when you're living in an apartment. But it was more than just people moving to the city, right?
Oh, absolutely. There were other factors at play, too. The rise of the middle class, for one. People had more leisure time. And with that came a different view of pets. Dogs weren't just tools anymore. They were companions, family members.
And dachshund with that quirky personality and those soulful eyes, they definitely fit the bill.
Exactly. They were small enough for city living, but still had that big dog personality.
It's amazing to think that their ancestors were once facing down badgers. Speaking of ancestors, do you think today's dachshunds still have that spark of the wild in them?
Are you kidding? Absolutely. They may be curled up on the couch, but those hunting instincts are still there, buried deep down in their DNA.
So even if they're not battling badgers in the backyard, those instincts are still there.
Exactly. You see it all the time. That love of digging, the way they burrow under blankets, their fascination with small, scurrying creatures, it's like a window into their past. And don't even get me started on that bark.
At that bark.
It's like a force of nature coming from such a small dog.
Mm.
And their sense of smell. Don't let those short legs fool you. Take a dachshund on a walk and they're glued to the ground, following every scent like it's the most important thing in the world.
It's like having a little piece of history right there on your leash. But
Yeah.
is anyone still hunting with the dachshunds today, or is that a thing of the past?
It's definitely rarer these days, but it hasn't completely disappeared. In some parts of Europe, especially Germany, where their badger hunting legacy is so strong, there are still organized hunts where dachshunds get to show off those skills. And here in the U.S., while we're not sending them after badgers, there are earth dog trials.
Earth dog trials. That sounds intense.
They're not about actual hunting, but they're designed to celebrate and preserve the dachshund's unique talents. Imagine an obstacle course that's like a badger bin. Tunnels, twists, turns, and at the end, a caged and very safe prey. The dogs have to find it and work it by barking.
So it's like a way for them to tap into their heritage in a safe and controlled environment.
Exactly. It's a fun way to keep those instincts sharp.
That's fantastic. So we've gone from badger dens to earth dog trials, from hunting companions to beloved family pets. The dachshund has had quite a journey.
They really have. And it just goes to show you how incredible this breed is. They're a testament to the power of instinct, the adaptability of dogs, and the incredible bond they share with us humans.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating history of the dachshund.
Till next time.
Keep those tails wagging and those minds curious.